I'm Daphne Silwood, and I'm originally from London. My daughter was 14. My son was 5. We got to Lovefiel a little earlier than we needed to, which was great. And we found that there was a big area cordoned off with some kind of a Cox fence, which was done, I'm sure, because they wanted to keep Air Force One from getting rushed by people. There were so many people showed up during the hour that we stood waiting by the fence. We were so early, we went right up to the fence. I think we had some crackers with us or something, and Brad jumped around to keep warm, my son. But anyway, out came the president and Jackie. I've never forgotten how beautiful they both looked. They looked absolutely stunningly handsome and beautiful. And they both came down smiling, and they looked so youthful. They were young people in the prime of their lives, and they were happy, and it was just wonderful to see them. It uplifted everybody, and everybody was so excited. He headed straight over for us. We couldn't say a word. We were dumbfounded with delight. And we just stood there, and he came over and put his hand out and shook my hand very, very nicely. And then he put his hand over to Brad's head and said, "Where did you get those beautiful red curls?" And because Brad couldn't say a word, he was overwhelmed, you know, with excitement. And he said something to my daughter. By this time, I was struggling to get some words out. And all I could say was, "God bless you, Mr. President." I remember saying that and thought, "Oh, thank goodness I said something sensible." You know, I remember thinking to myself, "God bless you, Mr. President." And afterwards, I realized, you know, that was probably the last time anybody said that to him.